Elizabeth writes, I don't know that it's necessarily fair to determine how someone wants to refer to a part of their body and identity. Not everyone is comfortable being open about that part of themselves, especially depending on the circumstances and people they're talking to. While I understand why using euphemisms could inhibit a truly body-positive community, it also seems contradictory to that supportive community to require everyone to use the same, open descriptions to describe something so personal if they're not comfortable. Very happy to be having these conversations and reading this thread. Thanks to those who are willing to share.
Holly says, Elizabeth, while I see where you are coming from, I believe that cutesy names for female body parts and bodily functions are reflective of patriarchal norms that have long considered the female body to be problematic or taboo. Consider how in some parts of the world, women are still forced out of their homes while they are menstruating because they are perceived as unclean, sometimes resulting in injury or death. Think about the gendered origins of hysteria, the fact that my high school boyfriend refused to touch me when I was on my period. These are all powerful societal forces that make it difficult for many of us to talk openly about our bodies and what they do. An unwillingness to openly face the gory nature of our fleshy bodies is, ultimately, damaging. I'll stand by that. It's an uncomfortable thing to learn and grow, but I think we can all try our best to commit to progress.
Paul chimes in. Leave it to liberals to take a good-natured, well-intended issue and nitpick it to the point that people get offended. When folks start debating the PC-ness of particular language, things start going downhill fast. Many social justice warriors get so caught up in the details, is hoo-ha or vagina more correct, that they let frustration and bickering derail an otherwise perfectly good cause and zero progress is made. Please do not let the perfect be the enemy of the good. If/when progressive politics can regain some composure and start acting progressively again, I might rejoin its ranks. While the regressive squabbling continues, I will personally consider myself an ex-liberal independent. Paul.